What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Fully charged with Graham and Nathan.
That's who we are.
Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
Give this man a PlayStation.
He wants a PlayStation.
He wants a PlayStation.
This is an interesting
so
one. Are we going to say what?
Oh, yeah.
Say what's going on, right? Reveal.
So we're bringing back Christmas crackers in a few weeks.
3 weeks.
Dropping
sponsored by a company this year. So they've given us money to buy stuff.
Money.
I like money.
And one of the things that I want to give away on Christmas crackers, it was one of the new next generation consoles, so either the Xbox Series X, S, whatever it is, or the new PlayStation. The new PlayStation is out today. Thursday, the 19th of November.
I'm a big fan of PlayStations. I prefer them than Xboxes. Never got my hands around the controller. Physically, I couldn't. It's a weird
thing. I used to be an Xbox kid, but then I moved to PlayStation.
What's going to be the difference between PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4? Because I'm going to say this now. I'm not a gamer. I play FIFA with Coxie. That's about it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, to me, the iPhone. You see a new iPhone, you go, okay, that's a new iPhone. They've changed they've made the edges curvy. And maybe you can hold more photos. What is the PlayStation 5? I'm talking about next generation.
Yeah.
I want to be able to be in the game. I want to put on a hat and then
I do VR stuff already.
No, VR not good enough. I literally want my body to leave the sitting room and transport into the box. And that's what I'm talking about. Surely we can do that now. I'm still playing FIFA. It's the exact same game.
So
the skin looks more real. That's it. But it still looks like a cartoon.
I do like the skin looking real, though. I do have a question. Producer Callum, you might be able to answer me.
Well, let me finish, Graham. I have not even answered the first question yet.
I have many.
So the thing with games consoles is they don't release them every year. So this is the first PlayStation in about 8 years, I think. PlayStation 4.
Get out. Well, and how come they release them at the exact same time, the Xbox? They keep tabs on each other. Why wouldn't Xbox say, I'm going to release it last year?
It's all because of next generation.
That hasn't yeah, that you
no. So the PlayStation 4 was released in 2013, and then this one, the PlayStation 5, is 2020. So that's a 7 year difference.
It's been a while.
So you think how much technology has advanced since then?
Yeah.
So the new one is a lot more catered to like the UHD gaming. So it doesn't really matter if you So you
What's
really need
UHD?
Like a UHD TV, ultra high definition.
I have a question.
Yes.
Can I play my PS4 FIFA on PS5?
Yes.
And vice versa.
Yes, but it has to be...
No, you can't play PS5 on PS4, can you?
Oh, no, you can't play PS5 on PS4, but you can play PS4. There's going to be backwards compatibility on the new consoles, so you can play old games on the new consoles.
Can I play PS5 on PS1?
No.
Okay.
So anyway, Graham is mad at me because I've brought a PlayStation 5 from Tesco.
For the flipping company, not for yourself.
We were messing around
You originally wanted one for yourself.
Yeah. Look after yourself.
No. And then you bought one for the company. I'm like, man, look after yourself. And then we look
You're
after the company.
Sellout producer,
it's the complete opposite.
My plan was always to get one for the show before me because I have my ways of getting one back home for cheaper because my mum works at Tesco. Anyway, Graham is mad at me because I've bought one for the company for the show to give away on Christmas crackers rather than one myself.
If you got one that easy, you could easily get one for yourself first and then get one for the company.
But you can only buy one per person, so I'd have to create another account and get it delivered somewhere else.
You're good at doing that.
And I can't deliver to this building. So I need to wait for someone. I could have just relegate one of you, but...
Yeah.
There we go.
Why
so
can't you get delivered to this house? This building?
This building. Tesco don't deliver here because it's city centre. This is a residential. It's an office. It comes from Tesco Grocery.
You got to deliver to your actual home.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
I see.
Gotcha.
We're very different people.
I see how it is.
So fingers crossed...
why don't you just get one for yourself?
If we're doing Christmas crackers... Well, we are doing Christmas crackers. Fingers crossed in a few weeks we've got a PlayStation to give away.
Well, we do.
With no games.
We don't need a game.
Oh, yeah, do we include a game?
We'll throw in a game.
Throw a bit of FIFA in there.
Yeah. All right, on the show this morning, we talk about Graham Norton's Red Chair. We talk about the Ireland team. We talk about the most Shazam songs of all time. And we have Shane Codd, big DJ producer.
Codmaster
3000.
Dublin. Are you ready?
live across the city. The only way to start your day.
Let's go!
Spin
103.8. Fully charged.
Fully charged with Graham and Nathan is on.
Good morning. It's 7.03 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. My name is Graham O'Toole. This man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Hello there. I burnt my hand last night in my bedroom.
On your radiator?
I lit a few candles, and then when I was blowing it out, because it was nine...
Having a satanic ritual, eh?
Calm down. That's in the past. That's not my future. I told you that. Now, I blew out the candle because it was 9.45. I had to go to bed. But my candle was burning hot because it's made of glass. So I held it and I dropped it immediately. And
really?
Wax went everywhere. Went on the floor and also on the radio award that we won.
Oh, you're joking.
Yeah, and I started scrubbing the radio award and I think I've damaged it.
So the candle is in the glass.
In the glass.
Why did you pick it up? Why did you
just because I had to try and move it.
Oh, okay, I get you. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Is you all right?
No, it's sore.
Well, that's more important. The radio award, I'm right.
Can you bring me to Vincent's private?
No, you're okay.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Sigala and Lasting Lover. Good morning.
Yeah.
It is 7.12 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. I actually didn't mean to press that first. I didn't want to start it like that.
Ah, it's a bit of fun. Calm down, would you? What's going on? You want to kick Stephen Kenny when he's down?
No, I don't. Okay, before I get into this, I just want to say, I am a fan of Stephen Kenny. I believe that Stephen Kenny is the right man to lead the Republic of Ireland, all right? Last night wasn't great. Another nil-all draw between Ireland and Bulgaria
we
at the
FIFA. We need to bring back big Johnny Walters. Get the head on the ball, put it in the back of the net.
Let's bring back Roy Keane. Andy Townsend at this stage. But look, last night was nil-all draw. It was the seventh game since they haven't scored a goal.
Oh.
I'm a supporter of the Irish team. Yes, I am. I go to the games at the Aviva Stadium. But I believe right now is the time that we play a little game.
What channel was the game on last night? Because on Virgin Media, they're just showing the England match.
It was Sky Sports Arena last night. It was that. So the last time Ireland scored a goal was against Bulgaria. They played Bulgaria, but the last time they played Bulgaria on the 3rd of September 2019. And it was a 1-1 draw. So we didn't even win that one. So I want to play a game this morning. It's called, which was more recent? Ireland scoring a goal or this famous world event?
I love this game.
All right. So, Nathan, which was more recent? Ireland's last goal or the first confirmed case of COVID-19 in China?
Oh, wow. First confirmed case. When was that? Was that around February?
Well, I'll give you a clue. It most certainly wasn't in February, Nathan.
Please stop giving me clues.
Ireland's first case was probably around February.
I'm going to say...
This isn't
going
to be good.
The goal was the most recent. I don't like this game.
The first confirmed case of COVID-19 around the world is on the 17th of November 2019. It was his year anniversary this week. This will be an interesting one. Which is more recent? Ireland's last goal... or the time Donald Trump was impeached by the House of Representatives.
Oh, I remember that day. It made me want to eat a peach. Hadn't had a peach in ages. I'm going to say the Donald Trump impeachment was more recent.
Well done.
Oh, I love this game.
The 18th of November 2019 is when Donald Trump was impeached. And Ireland's last goal, of course, the 3rd of September. Two more to go, Nathan. You're one for one out of two.
I'm sweating.
This is more in your wheelhouse. Joker.
Okay.
Which was more recent, when Joker with Joaquin Phoenix was released or Ireland's last goal?
I went with producer Callum. Yes. Do you remember?
Yeah.
It's a little hot date. We sat in the back row. We won't speak about what happened there. I'm going to say the Joker film is more recent.
Well done.
This is a story of redemption.
October 2nd, 2019. And finally, which was more recent, Ireland's last goal or the Agatha Christie scandal?
Oh, I remember when we found out we were in the back of your car, Graham, listening to Joe Duffy. I can tell you.
Spin wasn't working at the time for some reason.
It wasn't working. It was the only station that wasn't working. I'm going to say Agatha Christie was more recent.
You're correct there. Actually, the entire thing was more recent than Ireland's last goal against Bulgaria on the 3rd of September.
Great game. We should do that every day.
Do you know what? Talking about Agatha Christie, got huge news about that in this morning's Showbiz Shootout.
Oh, I was going to use that story.
No, well, I'm using it. It's mine.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I have a hell of a story for you this morning, Graham. It's going to rock your world. You're actually going to think it's a Hollywood film, but let me tell you something. I have cold, hard facts in front of me. Tuesday afternoon, a parakeet bird. Do you know a parakeet?
I'm thinking it's an exotic bird, but I don't know exactly what type of bird.
Very colourful. Rocked up. And swords.
Is it like a parrot?
Kind of like a parrot. From the parrot family. Parrot That's family. What I'm going to say. Yeah. Very colourful. Rocked up on Tuesday afternoon in swords at the Ryanair head offices. Knocked on the door.
I want my refund.
Hey.
I want my refund.
I keep tweeting you. Check your DMs. I tweeted you. Tweeter. Oh. Went on Twitter. I didn't even know I cracked
this
such
guy.
An intelligent joke.
This guy, he's beyond good.
Before we get into the story, I did do a little bit of research on parakeets and budgies and parrots, just kind of exotic birds. Found a 50-year-old budgie that likes to talk. I just want us to have a listen so we're a bit more...
It's got absolutely nothing to do with the story, I presume.
Look, it's a bit of fun.
You want apple?
You want birdie bird? You want birdie bird?
Pretty boy. Michael
Pretty
O'Leary.
Bird.
Anymore.
Okay, so yes, they found this parakeet. They didn't know what to do with it. They posted a message on Facebook. Is anyone, this is Ryanair saying this now, is anyone in the Dublin area missing a budgie? First of all, they're getting it wrong. It's a parakeet. We're serious. This little guy has taken up residence on the roof of our head office in Swords this afternoon, and we want to find his owner. The headline in the newspaper, very, very clever.
Okay, wait, what? Give me an idea. Let me try and guess it.
So they thought it was a budgie.
Okay.
What do you think?
Not budging.
Oh, that's clever.
Thanks.
Budget airline.
Oh.
Budget airline.
Budget airline, that's great.
They said that the parakeet was left alone, munching on a slice of white bread as it waits for its owner. I have a picture maybe you can describe. That's the parakeet.
Oh, lovely. So it's a green bird, very lime green with a red beak. It is holding a bit of white sliced pan in its left claw.
I don't think it's the heel. It's not the heel.
No, it's not a heel.
Bread.
It's just a normal slice. And then it has a lovely long tail as well. So it's smaller than a parrot, but bigger than a budgie.
Kind of looks like Michael O'Leary. The same frame, the pointy nose.
Yeah, cost cutting all over the place.
The beady eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, I'm going to use this platform, if you don't mind, because it's currently staying at a veterinary hospital out in Swords. So...
Yeah.
087-711
oh, we're doing that.
1038. Do you own a parakeet that enjoys eating white bread and looks like Michael O'Leary?
And flights to Lanzarote. This is like Tank the Owl that went missing. Remember that owl in Wicklow that went missing for a while?
And didn't we find Tank the Owl?
No, but the owner found it eventually. Look, if you own a parakeet, we're your station. We'll look after you.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Time to get your showbiz out.
Have you been tuning the radio? Because you're looking for this segment. Oh, what is it? 1038. Okay, let's have a listen. It's the Showbiz Shootout. Two Democratic cowboys. They walk hand in hand, dressed in cheap leather, and they each have a showbiz news story. And at the end, the big old sheriff decides which one is better. Good morning, Sheriff.
Bonjour, happy Thursday.
Oh, guys, let me go first. I haven't done this in a very long time. Do you hear this?
Oh, the rustling of the paper like it's 1979.
I've been getting my stories from Mozilla Firefox, but I want to give a special shout out to Simon Boyle.
The showbiz reporter. He's delivered this morning, has he?
He finally pulled the finger out and given me a story. Did you know?
If only he knew how much we talked about his name off air. He hasn't given us anything this morning, Boyle.
I would curse his name.
You have?
A lot.
You cursed it yesterday.
I want to apologise, Boyle, but do your job. Come on, give me the goods. Now, did you know that these two are mates? You know I love it when the music stops, but come and strip that down for me, baby. So one friend, Liam Payne, is friends with this man. Did you know that?
Charlie Puth?
Charlie Puth.
Liam Payne, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Two young geezers having a good time. Well, let me tell you something. Liam Payne is a pain in the neck.
Pain in the ass, I'd say.
Pain in the neck. He's a prankster.
Oh, right.
Charlie Puth said in a recent interview that Liam Payne has pranked him twice. First prank happened in his LA home. This is kind of odd. Liam broke into Charlie's house.
Right.
Uninvited. Charlie was not in his gaff. And then Charlie walks into his bedroom and he finds Liam scurrying out the window, climbing up onto the roof. And he said, I got you. I was in your house uninvited.
Liam, you have a son.
And Charlie said,
grow up.
That's a bit weird. And then Charlie said the second prank, Liam stole his hoodie one time for a night out and he hasn't given it back.
Well, that is annoying. That's not a prank. That's just annoying. I have a friend who stole a hoodie off me. Well, borrowed a hoodie and I never got it back.
Name and shame him right now.
Shane Costigan,
are you listening?
Back in about second year, I had a lovely Jack Wills hoodie and he took it and then I never got it back.
We'll get it back, brother. Don't you worry.
So Liam Payne, pain in the neck, you say?
Pain in the neck. He likes pranking people. So if you see Liam Payne, beware.
Talked about this earlier on in the show. I did it in the Who's What Happened Most Recently, Ireland Scoring or This Happening. But Agatha Christie has taken another step.
Oh, yeah.
And it's happening today. Of course, it first happened October 9th, 2019, when Rebecca Vardy and Colleen Rooney, they are wives of footballers in England, went to war over the alleged leaking of stories from Colleen Rooney's Instagram account to by Rebecca Vardy. Okay, it is going to the High Court today. Today is the day the libel hearing begins. So the justice person, the judge,
the justice person, I love it,
Mr. Justice Warby, will be asked today to determine the natural and ordinary meaning of Mrs. Rooney's posts on Instagram and Twitter, which accuse Mrs. Vardy of leaking the stories. Mrs. Vardy's lawyers argue that the meaning of Mrs. Rooney's posts was that she had consistently and repeatedly betrayed the defendant's trust over several years by leaking the defendant's private and personal Instagram posts and stories for publication in The Sun. Mrs. Rooney claims Mrs. Vardy was in fact responsible for consistently passing on information about the defendant's private Instagram posts, and she alleges that this was part of the claimant's, Mrs. Vardy's, established history and habitual practice of providing private information to journalists and the press.
A lot of big words there. Want to break it down. So will they be arriving in court?
So there's no news on whether the two of them will actually be in court today. It could be just their legal team in court today. But eventually they'll have to be in court because it's about the two of them.
So we're not going to find out at the end of the day hearing is.
It's just the preliminary hearing is on today, okay. 10:30 at the Royal Courts of Justice. But it begins today. And don't you worry, when anything happens, any slight little thing, I know I always say this.
You always say it.
I'll keep you up to date, but I actually will with this one because I'm enjoying this story.
Thank you very much for that, Graham.
Because Graham's true to his word, he gets the win. And also, isn't it mad that Liam Payne has a child with Cheryl?
Yeah, you are right. You have a kid, Liam. Stop climbing trees and breaking into Charlie Puth's house.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
With Just Eat. Over 2,700 restaurants and 40 cuisines to choose from on your favourite takeaway app. Available for delivery right to your door.
You got to get it wrong.
We just heard Lady Gaga there. Had a very strange dream last night of Lady Gaga. I was playing Gotta Get It Wrong with her and she was wearing the meat dress.
Okay.
And it was dripping everywhere.
How did she get on? Did she do well?
She got 12.
Okay, standard.
Not bad.
Standard, Westlife 18.
Yeah.
Joel Corey on one, so nearly halfway.
Just in the middle, yeah.
Okay. Well, look, no celebrities today. Just Fully Charged listeners. And do you know what?
They're the best.
That's what we like to hear. All you got to do is get the questions wrong. It's as simple as that. And if you top our leaderboard, you'll win €100 and a Gotta Get It Wrong board game tomorrow. Rosalind's in pole position on 17. But playing this morning is Luke, who has college today. What are you studying?
I'm doing a business.
The business world. It can be bad out there, Luke.
Yeah.
Here, break the news.
Luke, you just won a €50 Just Eat voucher.
Lucky big boy.
What are you going to buy?
Pizza.
I knew you.
Do you
pizza.
Know what? I know for a fact. I'm telling you right now. Luke loves a Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah. Oh,
he mushes
absolutely.
The pineapple into the sauce and cheese, and he puts it in his snack.
And he has extra pineapple in his fridge, and he puts it on there as well when it comes. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew it. Okay, Luke. Let's play. Gotta get it wrong. These are the rules. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. We move on to the next one. Rosalind on 17 is our leader. Luke, 18 or more puts you top. Here we go.
What country is Big Ben in?
England.
How many different actors have played Ben Mitchell?
Six.
How do you spell udder?
D-O-G.
Sing a Susan Boyle song.
Happy birthday to you.
Name a Vince Vaughn film.
Home Alone.
Name an actor in the film Wedding Crashers.
James Arrow.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Hey.
Metal.
What club does Wayne Rooney play for?
Liverpool.
Do your best impression of Frankie Kokoza.
Happy birthday to you.
What TV show was Louis Walsh a judge on?
The Big Bang Theory.
Name an X Factor judge.
James Arrow.
What One Direction member was a judge on The X Factor?
Virgil van Dijk.
Who is Shakira married to? Sing a Bob Dylan song.
Time out. We didn't get to Nathan's dad's question.
Oh no,
question.
That's for my dad. Sing a Bob Dylan song.
Oh, Virgil van Dijk for the former One Direction
Luke,
member.
Are you a big Liverpool fan? Are you?
Yeah.
How do you think we'll do against Leicester at the weekend?
I think they'll beat them.
Do you know, we've a lot of injury problems, Luke, don't we?
Yeah. All okay. The fans are gone.
Luke, I have to say, came on this morning, very passionate individual.
Mm.
You like to read books.
Yep.
You reminded me of someone.
Who's that?
You reminded me of a very, very young Honey G.
Oh, I saw her in the papers this morning.
How is Honey?
She's not looking like she used to look, as in she doesn't dress up like a gangster rapper anymore.
Sunglasses.
She's gone to fitness and stuff.
Fair play to Honey G. And yeah. I'm sure Luke is a fit guy. And yeah. Luke, you got 7.
Not to worry, Luke.
Ah.
You still get that €50 Just Eat voucher for a nice Hawaiian pizza at the weekend. Thanks for coming on. Bye.
Thanks.
See you, man.
So, Roslyn, she came on Monday. She scored 17 stays top of the leaderboard. Only one more morning. You can come on and try and grab that €100 and the Gotta Get It Wrong board game. Remember, that's up for grabs as well.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
We have a message in here.
Oh, yeah?
Don't mind if I play it. From Gary.
Lads, heading into work here now. What's the story with your podcast not being on CastBox?
What?
Missing out on Tuesday and Wednesday's episodes now.
Wait a second.
Our podcast, Fully Charged Daily.
The podcast we do every single day. I actually got a message as well on my Instagram saying, hey Graham, is the podcast not going out on Apple Podcasts anymore?
What's going on?
Did I miss something?
Okay, so this podcast is a hell of a podcast.
Hell of a podcast.
We include the best bits from the show. Sometimes it's difficult. It could be shorter than other episodes. Producer Callum.
CastBox is for Androids. Apple's for Apple.
Yes.
What's going on, Callum?
What is going on?
Where's the podcast?
There is an issue with the development system that we use in the company. I submitted what we call a ticket in the building to support on Tuesday.
Why
and they
didn't
got back.
You tell us this, you weasel?
I told you that it wasn't working. You just don't choose to listen to me. So the engineers say, I can see that developers are working on an issue with the podcast feeds. I will let you know as soon as I see an update on it. So what's happening is I put the podcast on the website, but it's not being pushed to third-party sources, Spotify.
Oh, yeah. Passing the blame to third parties.
But you can listen on spin1038.com and it's on the Spin app powered by Go Loud. So download that and it's there for you there.
I don't know.
I think this is a conspiracy theory. Is Callum trying to take down Apple?
Why are you doing that?
Why would you do that?
I have shares in Go Loud.
Bill Gates. So you can still get it on the Spin app for now. So if you want to get the podcast, get on Spin app. But
we'd like to apologise.
But Callum has messed up Apple.
He hasn't done anything.
Exactly. That's the problem. You haven't done anything.
Who are the developers? Who are these people?
On. This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
First though, Nathan, you want big red chair stories.
Yeah. Okay. If you don't know what the big red chair is, it's a segment that they do on the Graham Norton show. Happens just at the end. They invite the public on.
Yep.
You sit in the red chair and you have to tell Graham and Graham's guests an entertaining story. If they get bored, Graham has a lever.
Yep.
He yanks it and you flip back on the red chair.
We're looking for your big red chair stories. So all you got to do is give us a text or WhatsApp to 087 711 1038 with the word red chair. Don't tell us a story. Wait till you come on air. And listen to this. If you get the whole way through the story without getting this, we'll give you a Gotta Get Around board game.
Oh!
How about that? How about that?
I like that.
Yeah, okay. So get thinking of your story. And if you don't hear this, and you get cut off,
you win a Gotta Get Around board game.
But Nathan, I don't think it's very fair you coming to the radio and asking people to tell us their big red chair story if you don't have a big red chair story.
All right.
Do you have one?
I have a few stories that sure I've already told on the show.
Yeah, it's very interesting to try and find a story that you haven't told in the last 3.5 years every morning.
So I have one.
Okay, I want to cut the music.
Okay, so pretend you're Graham Norton. Just say, what's your name and where are you from?
What's your name and where are you from?
Nathan from Dunleary.
Okay, Nathan from Glenageary, the chair and the audience, we have your attention. Hopefully we don't hear the klaxon.
Now, don't just klaxon me straight away, okay?
Is that your story?
No, it's not. Here we go. So when I was younger, I was a very anxious child and I hated being left away from my parents. But I remember I was in play school and I was invited to my very first birthday party. So I was nervous. I didn't want to go, but my mum was forcing me. Anyway, we get in the car and we drive towards my friend's house. But sure, once the car arrives, isn't my friend mooning everyone in his front garden? And I'm in the car and I go, reverse, reverse, I don't want to go anymore. And I'm crying and I'm sobbing and my friend is there moving closer and closer to the car, mooning us. And my mum is horrified and starts going really pale and quickly just revs the engine and we get out and I cry and my childhood was scarred.
See, there's an interesting part of this. It's like, what if we get to the end and I'm not actually entertained by the story?
Can I get up?
You can leave, but like, we got to the end, but I wasn't like, it didn't blow me away, that story.
What do you want?
This is a grey area.
What do you want?
Where I thought there was something else going to happen and then nothing happened and the story's finished.
When have you been invited to a party and the birthday boy is mooning everyone in their front garden?
Yeah, it's fine. It was an okay story. Oh. Like, if you came on, I wouldn't have given you the board.
I have to say, without the music, you start
you're
sweating.
You're very naked.
You're very vulnerable.
You're very naked.
And it was a naked story.
It was a naked story. 087-711-1038. Do you have your red chair story? Just text or WhatsApp red chair. And if you can survive the klaxon.
I survived.
So we don't obviously have the capabilities to flip somebody's chair, but we will play this. And cut the person off if we don't enjoy the story. Now, I have the buttons here, but producer Callum and Nathan, if you're bored, any one of us, raise your hand.
I will raise my hand.
And I'll press the klaxon because, and then we'll kind of discuss it afterwards.
Yeah.
We've got Jessica lined up.
Okay.
She has a story. Jessica, we're going to cut the music. The radio is yours.
Okay, so when I was younger, I was in fourth or fifth class. I can't remember which one, but I was an altar server. Because my uncle would be a priest and would know the whole parish and all. It was kind of just, you know, oh, she'll be an altar server. So I was serving at Mass one Sunday, and it was actually a funeral. And the girl who I'm friends with was an altar server as well. And she went up to the top of the altar. She collected something off the priest. She came back over to the side, and she slipped and fell, and I mean the thud, off 3 steps. The priest is very, very serious priest, and he was not impressed, and she dragged down with her a chalice off the top of the shelf on a big unit. She actually, a white extension lead, a big long one, and turned the blood of lights all up. So she actually dragged the whole extension lead from, it was hanging from the top of a unit, coming the whole down and onto the floor, a big massive long one. And it wrapped around her leg, and she pulled it all with her. The priest was livid. The priest went over to her. He helped her up, like that's all he could do. And he was just livid. The girl was as red, and I could not keep a straight face on the altar. I was terrified. I know it was a funeral, but I just could not keep a straight face. Yeah.
That is a sensational, fantastic, Jessica.
Incredible.
Oh, Jessica, you've just won a Gotta Get It Wrong board game.
Well done, well done.
Thank you, very much.
Were you and your friend ever asked back to be altar servers again?
Would you believe we actually did a ceremony of light sort of a thing. It was like a special team, and Dana, she came as a special guest.
Ooh.
And this girl had to carry a candle for the ceremony of light, and everybody was like, don't let her drop it, don't let her drop it. And she had to kneel at the front of the altar, and she started getting into a fit of laughing. I don't know why or what, So she was just a disaster. Like, my mum and dad would say, like, oh, God, hopefully, I won't say the name, but hopefully, oh, she's not serving, because there'd always just be something. Like, she fell over her own 2 feet, like, coming out of this ecstasy and everything at the start of Mass before, too. So.
Jessica, incredible. You won the board game. Brilliant story. Thank you so much. Bye.
The Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
I want to shout this out from the rooftops. We got thousands of euro to be won right across the week on Spin, thanks to Super Value online shopping. We have a 250 euro Super Value voucher that we want to give away right now.
Yeah, we want to give it away. All you have to do is listen to the Zoo Crew last night with Jazz and Laura. Katie joins us. How are you, Katie?
I'm good.
Oh, Katie, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Are you feeling Christmassy at the moment?
Merry.
Yeah, me too. I'm very and I'm merry.
Are you putting up the Christmas tree anytime soon, Katie?
Probably in the next week, hopefully.
Go on.
Yeah. Are you going to get a real one or do you have a fake one?
Oh, we're going to get a real one.
Oh, lovely. Nice smell of Christmas in the house. Right, Katie, we're looking for what Jazz and Laura ordered last night on the Zoo Crew on supervalue.ie. What was that product?
It was cranberry sauce.
You're damn right.
She did it. She's done it.
Now, I did say you could munch on this. Maybe if the cranberry sauce was really gone off.
Yeah.
You could.
But you wouldn't get that in Super Value because fresh products, the best products.
It's delicious. Are you a fan of cranberry sauce yourself?
I wouldn't be the biggest of fans, but we'd give it a whack, sure.
Give it a whack. That's this year's motto. Right, Katie, thanks very much for listening.
Thank
you. Enjoy that voucher. Bye.
Thanks,
Mel. See ya, bye.
So now we got to pass the voucher to the next presenter.
I'm hungry.
Peter Collins. He's on between 10 and 3. At 12 o'clock, he's going to be asking for what we're ordering right now on supervalue.e. Do you mind if I log in?
I'm absolutely starving.
Now, Nathan, you can order again. .ie. What are you ordering?
Pigs and blankets.
Oh, I love pigs and blankets. P-I-G-S.
Now that's bacon around sausages. I don't want actual pigs to be underneath blankets.
Kits ordered. Pigs in blankets are now ordered. So when Peter asks you, what did the guys order this
pigs
morning?
Pigs in blankets.
Pigs in blankets to 087 711 1038. And you could be winning a 150 euro voucher with him. Mm. Big one tomorrow on the show. We got 500 euro to spend in Super Value.
I wasn't told that.
To give away on tomorrow morning's show.
How come I wasn't told that?
Just make sure you listen to the Zoo Crew. You can't be trusted with important information.
I would have liked to have known that.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Hi, well, I'll make
singing louder. Get all your free tickets here.
If Justin Bieber is lonely, maybe he has no plans. Maybe he's feeling a little bit pessimistic. Well, look, come on, Justin. Giving away tickets to see Little Mix when they come to Dublin on the 29th of April. Check your diary.
Yep.
What are you doing?
Probably nothing. Be great to have gigs back. Two gigs. First one sold out. Tickets to the second night. And we're doing Shout Out to My Exes.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of this.
Of course, they've got a massive song. This is a shout out to my ex. We're going to give somebody's exes. And then you got to tell us who that person is. If you get it correct, you could be going. 087 711 1038 is the number.
I think this is a difficult one.
This person's exes include Bella Hadid, Selena Gomez, and Bella Hadid again. Now, interesting one about this. When he was, when he wasn't going out with Bella Hadid, he was performing at the Victoria's Secret fashion show, and Bella Hadid was walking past him.
Oh, that's so awkward.
And they were broken up. Yeah. And it was this kind of big, like, ooh, that person and Bella Hadid, they were going out, now they're not going out. And then I think, I could be wrong, but I think after that then, the romance started to spark up again.
I didn't know this person went out with Selena Gomez.
Oh, you know that one.
And you know that I'm the music mongrel.
Yeah.
I should be knowing my music news.
So this person's in music, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, no. 087 711 1038. We'll pick a winner in 5 minutes' time. Now, the next song made Callum use expletives a few minutes ago when he saw it come up. The artist is called PS1. And do you know what he said? He goes, oh, I'd 6 minutes past nine, I forgot to try and get a PS5.
Yeah.
And he started blaming me.
Yeah, you're blaming Graham.
Because I asked him to do it, his job. I said, Callum, would you mind grabbing me a couple of hooks of songs for later on? And he goes, it's all your fault that I didn't get it. So you tried to get in the queue in what, Curry's PC World?
There's some websites. Game in the UK have some PlayStation 5s at 9 o'clock today. And
they're
now,
selling them at 9.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, so I've missed it. And there's some other websites that I'm not going to tell you about because I want to get the PlayStation at midday today. So good luck if you try to get one.
Right, so they're being released today.
Yeah, so today's some are going day. Out in the post, but some websites are selling them, more of them today.
How many websites do you think you've got to choose from?
Probably 3.
And you tried to join the queue in Curry's PC World, but you're so far behind. Yeah. Can you join the queue in these other ones?
No, they're just the websites aren't loaded.
Will you stop giving producer Callum some work?
I'm sorry.
Stop doing
really,
it.
Really, really sorry.
Trying to get a PS5.
Sorry about that. So this is PS1 with fake friends on spin.
How would you like to see Little Mix when they get the ferry over to Ireland 29th of April performing at the 3 Arena?
Yeah, they'll get the Stena Line straight into Dublin Port. They'll bring the car with them as well, so they can bring some luggage. Right, let's try and give away these tickets. Emma, how are you?
Grant.
Emma, you good thing. It sounds like you're out and about.
Yeah, I'm out doing 4K with my friends.
How many K?
5K,
beautiful. Are you going for a walk or are you running it?
No, just a walk.
And who's the friends that are there with you?
Just me and my friend, Matt.
And where are you walking at the moment?
Just up the canal.
All right. That doesn't sound dodgy at all. I'll meet you at the canal.
Right, Emma, we want you to win these Little Mix tickets. Shout out to my exes. Whose exes include Bella Hadid, Selena Gomez, and then Bella Hadid again?
The Weeknd.
Weeknd.
Yes. I'm in it for The Weeknd.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Congratulations. You are going to Little Mix. Who are you going to bring, though? Very important question, as there's someone sitting standing beside you right now.
Me and
Macca. Yes, of course it is.
Now, Emma, don't be hanging around the canal before the gig.
No,
do you hear me?
Yeah, definitely not.
See you later. Have a great day.
Thank you.
See
bye.
See ya. Bye.
Okay, and we got a final pair of tickets to give away on tomorrow's show. Now, a couple of minutes ago, we were talking about producer Callum trying to get a PS5.
He wants a free PS5.
He said during the song, wouldn't it be great if Saudi sent me in a PS5 to review? What use, what value would they get from you, producer Callum?
How many followers do you have?
Just go on. Well,
how many followers do I have? I have like nearly 2,000 on Twitter. I have 782 followers on Instagram.
So what are you going to promise the company right now?
I will promise you a fair and honest, glowing review of
that's
your...
That's propaganda.
PlayStation, I don't care. You can pay me anything. You can give me anything.
I'm
I will say
pay
good
you.
Stuff.
People are now messaging in what sites Callum can use. Don't help this guy.
Yes. So
he's not doing his work this morning. He's just checking sites where he can get a PS5.
If you work for a company who has a PlayStation 5,
Callum,
please send it to Callum Farmer, Spin 1038, Marconi House,
no, Callum.
Dublin 2.
Callum,
thank you.
Have you done the work that Graham has asked
it's
you to do?
It's all ready to go.
All right, Martin Jensen and Solo Dance, 918 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan on Spin.
We got a message in, Graham. Someone wants you to present the rest of the show in the voice of producer Callum. You do a fantastic impression.
I don't know if I can do that because, you know, I want a PS5 so much. I want a PS5 now. I don't want to do any work this morning because a PS5 is coming out and if anybody can tell me where I can get one, it'd be great.
It's like being at Albert Square.
Just found out that it's available in a big supermarket where his mum works.
Yes.
Oh, nepotism.
She doesn't work in the supermarket over here, though, and the discount doesn't transfer from the UK to Ireland. So.
I don't know. Is it me speaking or is that producer Callum?
I don't know. We should play a game.
I have no idea.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
And we love it when Irish DJ producers make it big.
Oh,
and Shane Codd, he's making it very big right now with this track, Get Out My Head. Over 1.8 million streams on Spotify this year. It went to number one as well on the Shazam chart.
It is an absolute banger, and we are delighted to say that Shane joins us on the show right now. But before we get to him, want to tell you, Graham, I've come up with a brand new DJ game because it's not every day you're chatting to two of the country's biggest DJs with Shane Codd and your DJ alter ego, DJ Quench.
Oh yeah, Quench, my one gig a year at Longitude that I'm contractually obliged to do. Shane, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good, yeah. I'm not long up out of bed, to be honest, but, you know.
I have come up with a game called Guess the BPM.
Okay.
We as DJs, we know what BPM is, but Shane, for anyone that doesn't, what is it?
It's the beats per minute of a song. Yeah. How many beats it has in a minute.
Yeah, Nathan knew that.
Of course we know.
The song.
Yeah. Tell me that again as I write it down on the sheet of paper. I have three songs.
What's it important for, Nathan? Why do you need to know the BPM of a song?
I think it's very important because if you're going to... you know, move that song into the next song.
Move it. Move, like, literally just move
physically
the song.
Move the songs. Yeah, you get my lingo. You know my terminology. So this is how the BPM game is going to go. I have three modern pop bangers, and we're going to each hear the song. Guess the BPM.
Okay.
Here is the first one from the main man himself, Mr. Dermot Kennedy.
We used to be giants. When did we stop?
Okay, what are we thinking? Shane Codd, over to you first.
Okay, I'm going to say 105.
105.
Okay. I've gone for 110. I've wrote it down there, Nathan.
Yes, I can see. Awful writing. I can tell you, Graham, you have won that round because it was 158 BPM.
Oh.
Must be.
It's half.
I think you got to divide them ones by two.
Divide by two.
Yeah. Who set this game up? So 158 divided by two. That means you win that one, Shane.
All right.
1-0 to Shane.
Okay, next song. Absolute banger from my friends David Guetta and Rihanna. Oh, yeah. All right, okay. What are we thinking, Codmaster 3000?
I'm going to say 128.
I'm going to say 130.
I can tell you it is 128. Oh, that is right on the money. Oh,
very good.
Insane.
I had 130 in my head as well. I was like, no, I'll go for a more standard EDM.
He's going for EDM. A clean sweep. Jeez, I can't win now. Going for 3-0.
Friends of the show, Westlife with Brian McFadden. DJ Quench wrote it down fairly quickly. We're going to cross over to you first, DJ Quench.
I'm going to say 148.
Okay, what are you saying, Shane?
I'm going to say 150. I'm going to go up there as well. I think it's one of them ones.
It was 48. DJ Quench,
take that. Absolutely nice. Fantastic. Oh, well, you still win, Jane. 2-1.
Oh, that was great.
You won.
I really enjoyed that.
Congratulations more so on your brand new track. 1.8 million streams.
Yeah, well
top
done,
of the Shazam chart. We're absolutely delighted for you. And do you want to introduce your song on Spin 103.8?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is I'm Shane Codd and this is my new track, Get Out of My Head, on Spin 103.8 with Graham and Nathan.
The Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
There he is, just joined us on the show. Shane Codd and Get Out My Head. Massive tune.
What a lovely man.
Lovely man. 9:45. And he won the DJ Guess the Beats Per Minute song.
Yeah, I will be honest. When I was creating the game, I didn't really know what I was doing. I still don't understand BPM that much.
And it's crazy because you would never have known.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Effortless.
Right, so Shazam. They have revealed their top songs of all time. So if you don't know, Shazam is that app where you hear a song, might be listening to the radio, and you go, what's the name of that song? And you just press Shazam, it listens to the song, and then it tells you what the song
Very
is.
Very clever.
So more than 200 million people a month use Shazam to identify songs they hear that they don't know the name of. Now, the top 20 list is here. I'll go through the top three very soon. I'll play the songs, but some interesting ones. At number 20 is Lewis Capaldi, Someone You Loved. Now the thing about Shazam is there's going to be very popular songs in there, but it's going to be mainly from people you don't know of. So that was, I think, Lewis Capaldi's first song, so I'm sure a lot of people heard this belching Scottish voice and you're like, who the hell is that? So that's why they were Shazamming
that. Such a great song.
at 10, topmost Shazam song of all time, an Irishman, Hosier, Take Me to Church. Let's have a look at some other ones. At 13, Perfect from Ed Sheeran. You would have thought that Ed Sheeran wouldn't be in this because you would have just known who Ed Sheeran was. But let's go through the top three. Some interesting ones in the top three. Most Shazam songs of all time. Remember, you heard the song, you wouldn't have known who the artist is. Nathan, at three, can you tell me who this is?
Passenger, Let Her Go.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
The third most Shazam song of all time.
His voice sounds like he just sucked helium out of a balloon. And I like it. So, Passenger, if you're listening, that was a compliment.
At number two, this is the one that surprised me the most. Give me the artist. Go.
David Guetta?
No. Similar.
Oh.
Begins at R.
Fatboy Slim.
No. Robin Schulz with Lily Wood.
Oh, I wouldn't get that.
Prayer and Sea. The second most Shazam song ever.
I think I know number one already. I'm going to say BTS Dynamite. Because I think a lot of people watching the TV, they hear that banger and they want to know what it is.
This has been Shazammed over 36.5 million times.
Tones and I, Dance Monkey.
I suppose you heard that and you go, what on earth is that?
Is that Passenger again sucking helium out of a balloon?
Number one most Shazam song of all time, Dance Monkey.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8.